No, no.
What happened?
He hates bright lights.
Which sort of leads me into our very next guest, and that is Bright Light, Bright Light. It is Rod Thomas. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you going?
Very well. I'm very well.
Excellent stuff. And I've played that because, of course, that is where you got the idea for Bright Light, Bright Light from.
It is very, very well researched. You wouldn't believe the number of times that I've had to tell people that over the last God knows how many years I've been doing this.
Really? It's one of my favourite films. So don't say the name of the film because that's what people are going to guess a little bit later on. I think it's pretty obvious, but it is one of my favourite films. They're talking about doing another.
I've heard, yeah. I've been keeping a very close eye on that one, don't you worry.
Now, you've got a single out at the moment, September the 1st, Into the Night. That's the lead track from the current EP that was released a little bit earlier on. We're going to play that track in a minute. I've had a look at the video on that one. You seem to be on top of a building for quite a long time. I would imagine when you watch videos and you sort of see these, they're taken, recorded over a number of days. How long were you perched on that roof?
An hour.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, no, I'm very efficient.
That's what I like to hear. I would have thought you'd been up there. Oh, it was a day and a half of filming just to get 30 seconds, but no, an hour.
I've become quite good at getting things done very quickly, really, because it's all independent. It's not a gigantic budget for things like the music videos. So I work with lots of creative teams who are very good at sort of working out the best ways to do things and how to get things done in, you know, maximum efficient time, really. And we just had a fun because it's so much more enjoyable when you don't have to spend hours hanging around in the place. So we just picked a sunny day and got it done and ran around New York. It was really fun.
Thrifty. That's what I like, Rod. You're thrifty. Mm-hmm.
Yes, just go with that.
That's what I like. The other thing I love about you, Rod, is that you work with just some amazing people. I mean, have you got almost like a bucket list of the people that you want to work with? Because Elton John, tick. Alan Cumming, who I absolutely love, tick. Mm-hmm. And then in your new EP, Animatronic, tick. Mm-hmm. Who else is on this list, Rod?
It's sort of an infinite list, really. I'm a music geek. I'm a music fan. So I've grown up absorbing lots of different types of music and being inspired by a giant range of artists, really. The people I collaborate with tend to be friends. So I usually collaborate with people that I've got some kind of relationship with prior to the song coming about. It just makes it a lot more rewarding for both people than I think, because you have fun in the studio and you get to do something which you know fits somebody's personality or the kind of music that they'd like to be involved in, really. So, I mean, there's obviously people like Kate Bush, Björk, Royksopp, Depeche Mode, all this, you know, these bands and artists that influence me. I could go on for 2.5 hours. You haven't got time.
I'd make time for you, Rod. I'd make time. Kate Bush, that would be very interesting, I think.
I know. I very much doubt that's ever going to happen. But, you know, she's definitely one of those ones up there. Like, her Sensual World album is one of my top three albums ever. Mm. It's not, like, the one that everyone goes to, but I think it's her strongest.
So when you sort of, like, thinking of collaborations, do you have people that are going to talk to their people? Or are you just sending them a tweet? Or how are you doing it?
They're friends. I met them all before they appeared on the record. So we had, you know, we had a relationship and I was in regular contact with them. It, like, honestly, like, if you try and cold call people to collaborate, unless you're on a major label, it's never going to happen.
No.
It's just how life goes. I mean, I get approached by artists that I've never heard of sometimes to do remixes or to collaborate or whatever. And honestly, when you're busy, you just don't have time to even, you know, get the time to research what people are doing, really. So I understand that it's tricky for people because all the people that I have worked with, they're gigantically famous and they're very busy people. we had a rapport to begin with. And, you know, like, I live very close to the Scissor Sisters in New York, and Alan is sort of part-time in New York.
Yeah.
And Elton, I've toured with him. So it's just people that I thought would be a real joy to collaborate with, and they really were. Like, that's what it was, really.
You're touring next year with Erasure, and that there is there's a lot of similarities, I would have thought, with Erasure's music and with your music, and I would have, a collaboration that just seems nailed on next year, doesn't it?
Yes, let's go with that. I hope so. I love them so much. I talk endlessly about how important I think they are to, you know, not just LGBT culture, really, but to British music, to music, songwriting. They've done some of the absolute best songs that I've ever heard, and just like Andy's voice, Vince's production, Vince's legacy, you know, you can't really touch them. They're such a monumental force in British culture, I think.
That, I completely agree. We spoke to Andy only a couple of weeks ago, actually. He came on the show, and they are just still working as hard as ever. And it just, you look at that time during sort of like the late 80s, early 90s, and it was just like banger after banger after banger. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's just incredible, isn't it? Like, anybody that says, oh, I don't really know who Erasure are, you just play them the greatest hits, like, oh, yeah, I know all these songs.
Yeah, you know them now. You're touring as ever, you're coming to Leeds. You're coming to the Brudenell Social Club September 13th. Have you played there before?
Not at the Brudenell. I've been there, but I played last time. Oh, good grief, what was it? I can't remember. I've played so many shows the last couple of years. I really love Leeds. It's great. I've got loads of friends from Leeds, and like, the shows we've done there have been just so much fun. It's, you know, people know how to have a good time in Leeds, don't they?
They certainly do. It'll be a spectacular show. I love the Brudenell, and it'll be fabulous to see it on the 13th. Tickets available if you want to go along there. And, of course, Tales of the City is the current EP, and we're going to play Into the Night now. Rod, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thank you for having us. Having me, oh my god, I'm obviously still very jet lagged, aren't I? I'm talking in the plural. Oh my lord,